Good morning and welcome to the tourism industry call. This is Tamara Pigott, Executive Director of the Visitor and Convention Bureau, and I am pleased that you were able to join us this morning. Welcome, and I'm going to kick things off by handing off the call to John Lai, who's going to give us an update on the FRLA Disaster Relief Fund. John, if, as a friendly reminder, you'll have to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, sir.
Good morning, Tam. Thanks for having me this morning, and we're going to just jump right on in here. So, for those of you who I haven't had the privilege of meeting, my name is John Lai. I'm the Regional Director for Florida Restaurant Lodging Association, covering Lee, Charlotte, and Collier counties. I also have the honor of being the presidency of San Juan Captiva Chamber of Commerce. So I'll touch a little bit on a couple things that dovetail one into the other today. First is which Tam mentioned is the Florida Restaurant Lodging Association Disaster Relief Fund. As many of you may have heard, about a month and a half ago, Governor DeSantis released $3 million to the FRLA Disaster Relief Fund to be distributed to hotels and restaurants in the designated disaster areas here in Southwest Florida. And he did that, and we were all very, we celebrated it. We are very excited to get those funds dispersed. And I'm happy to announce that we are very, very close to having the final version of the application ready. Our goal is the 1st of June to have those applications live and online. As you can all imagine, when that announcement was made, FRLA had not done anything like this before, where funds were given from the government, from the government entity to our organization. So we just want to make sure that we protect the organization, the funds that are dispersed, and we want to make sure that we protect our members. So just making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed from an accounting standpoint and an IRS standpoint. The funds will be dispersed up to $20,000 grants. And they, like I said, will be any restaurant that was impacted by Hurricane Ian in our counties would be eligible for that. One of the greatest things that I think that we are ready to do is to hit the ground running once these applications are live. And by that, what I mean is we've actually contracted someone to help our restaurants and hotels. You don't have to be a member of either organization, but the chamber has hired someone to help anyone within Southwest Florida region that would be eligible for this grant to fill out that application. And many of you may know her already. Her name is Alex Bustamante, and she worked for Southwest Florida Distributing, then Vector and Inc. And now we've partnered with her to really help us disperse these grants. Our goal is to get them in the hands of our restaurateurs and hoteliers as quickly as possible, and then to make sure that any other resources are out there that we can help from a restaurant and lodging standpoint or from a chamber standpoint, that we can get those two connected. So really excited about that hire, really excited about the fact that we are super close to having this application live and online. If you went onto the FRLA site, you would see a fund application that was there prior to the $3 million being dispersed or distributed to the FRLA. And it will look very similar to that. So just a teaser, if you wanted to get your ducks in a row prior to the form going live, you can go back and take a look at that. It will look very similar to what that was. But Tam, if you would allow me to put now my Santa Maria Captiva Chamber hat on, would love to also just let everyone know that we have moved back into our offices on San Juan Captiva, and the visitor center on Causeway Boulevard is now fully reopened. And so we are very, very excited about that. We will have our ribbon cutting on June 6th, that's a Tuesday. and we'll be sending out a press release to that effect later on this week.
Congratulations, John. I know that's been a lot of work to get back in there.
8 short months. It seemed like 8 years. But
understood.
We're very excited to be back, and it feels like we are where we belong. So I just want to thank everyone for the support, and looking forward to working with each and every one of you as we work to get these grants distributed as quickly as possible.
That's terrific. Well, I appreciate the update, John, very, very much. I know everyone is anxiously awaiting the funds being the application being rolled out. I know that, you know, there's a lot of hurt out there, and hopefully this will help to some degree for those businesses who are able to participate. So we appreciate what you're doing there. Any
Thank
questions
much,
for
Kim.
John? If you have a question for John, hit star 2, please. All right, John. Well, they're being very quiet, but no doubt when the application rolls out, I'm sure they'll have a lot of questions. And John and I exchanged text yesterday, but once the application is available, we will, I'm sure John will be sending out some sort of communication, but we will make sure that we distribute that communication through our database as well. So you'll be hearing about that from multiple angles, I'm sure, but we want to make sure that information gets out there. Thank you, John. I'm going to shift gears and ask Carol Obermeyer to give us an update on air service at RSW. Carol, remember, you'll have to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, excuse me.
Hey, Tim. Thank you very much. If you hear a lot of banging and drilling, there's a lot of construction going on outside my office. So I'll make it quick before it's so intermittent. It's, sometimes you can't hear a lot. But
well,
anyhow.
We love that progress. Let's put it that way. We know that that's progress. So
yeah,
we're excited
is.
About it. I was there very, very early this morning and saw a little bit of the work going on. So yeah, my flight was quite delayed. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
Well. We had a lot of diverts here yesterday, too, because there's quite a bit of weather in Tampa and Lauderdale. So it was crazy late yesterday after 5. But so we had some good news with Sun Country. They are really expanding Milwaukee, and they released some of their winter schedule. So starting mid-December through early April, we're going to get 6 times a week with Milwaukee with Sun Country. The Hartford started with Breeze on May 17th. It went very smooth. The loads were good on that inaugural flight, and they will be starting weekly Providence starting July 2nd. I may have said this, Tam. I may have just sent you and Jeff a note on it, but there's going to be JetBlue's announced new Worcester weekly service starting January 4th, and then it goes to Daly, and it's going to complement and help with our Boston Red Sox when we have that big push for spring training there. So
awesome.
That's always good news. I wanted to share with you some Memorial Day numbers that we have. We're looking at for seats and flights, and we usually track that from Wednesday, meaning yesterday, through till next Wednesday. It looks like there's going to be a super, super slight decrease in flights and seats for Memorial for that week I just mentioned, and compared to last Memorial Day. So really not too worried about that. But we do see, and we have been looking this summer, it's been very pleasantly, we're pleasantly surprised how, you know, the flights and seats have gone up. When we compared it a month ago. So we're also anticipating a pretty strong winter coming up. So a lot of pent-up demand. That is all I have. Brian and I went to Roots Europe. We met with a few international airlines, had some really good meetings. So hopefully soon we can start talking about that as well. That's all I have for now.
Carol, just to add a little bit, we had yesterday the team had a really good meeting with JetBlue at IPW. As you know, out of JFK and Boston, they're doing some international flights now. And, you know, we have good connectivity to that. So we're excited about that possibility as well. Another way to get, you know, across the Atlantic. So, you know, looking forward to working with them a little more closely to see if we can't enhance that opportunity for us.
No, that, I'm glad you had that combo with them too, Cam, because Brian and I met with them in Chicago, and that was really the message that we were talking to them about, because they just announced Amsterdam as well. So if we can time these flights really well, and I think they're very attuned to it, and I think it'll be great to have us another option. And their mint product is fabulous. So I think thank you for telling us that and for you pushing it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're you know, excited about that possibility, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Carol. Let me ask if anybody has a question for Carol. If you do, please hit star 2 to unmute yourself. Questions for Carol? All right, Carol, well, again, does seem like they've been very, very quiet this morning. I know the feeling, dragging a little bit after my early arrival, but perhaps we'll hear from them at the end of the call.
Okay,
thanks, Carol.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now I would like to invite Sharon Woodbury from the City of Cape Coral's Economic and Business She's their business development manager. Sharon, would you please hit star 2 to unmute yourself?
Good morning, Tam. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. We're excited to hear about your special program that you're offering. I think definitely we probably have some folks that would be interested in that opportunity, and we very much appreciate you joining us this morning.
Certainly, and just to reiterate what Tam mentioned earlier, I am the Economic and Business Development Manager for the City of Cape Coral, and really excited to announce a new program that our Community Reinvestment Area, the commissioners of that board, approved in April. It's a program that we've given the acronym B2B, which is Breaking Barriers to Business. And what we have done is take a look at what some of our challenges are for our businesses when it comes to additional costs that are associated with starting their business. If there's any, you know, build out or capital improvements that are needed, sometimes some of our requirements in our land development code require them to make more of an investment than they were initially planning to do in order to comply with that, with those guidelines. And so we have created this program that is a grant. The businesses are required to make a minimum investment of $25,000 into their site. That is the threshold, and then once they have made that investment, if they're in the permitting process, they have been told that they have to pave, and for example, they need extra parking, or there are some infrastructure improvements that are needed in order to connect to our system. Some of those things that are required from the city, we're able to provide assistance to those businesses. So we'll offer up to 25% of whatever their total investment of the project site is, up to an amount of $50,000 as a grant. And so what we're hoping to do is really just to make it easier for our businesses to invest in the South Cape. We want to promote economic growth and be a partner with our businesses. So we are expecting that the notice of funding announcement will be published early next month in June. and funds will be made available immediately for our South Cape businesses, which is our designated CRA, to be able to apply for this funding.
That's super. We appreciate you sharing that information. That's a great program. I know sometimes, you know, you get to that point and there's some challenges, you can't quite get over the hump. So it's great that you guys are doing that to help some businesses get open and over the hump. Any other updates, Sharon, you'd like to share with the group? I know we had a great update from you at the TDC, and I certainly don't, you know, it's up to you if you'd like to repeat what you shared there, but, you know, We're always interested in what's going on in the Cape.
So we do have quite a bit that's been going on in the Cape. We had, you know, announcement of some national chains that are coming to our area. For a lot, we very much value our small businesses, but we also recognize that we're growing. And so by having some of those national chains come to the area, we feel that we've kind of hit a milestone. City Mattress will be constructing a new building in our on our Pine Island site, which is very much our high kind of commercial activity corridor. We also got so much praise for PJ's Coffee. I'm not familiar with that particular brand yet, but there's a lot of excitement that's built around their opening. I'm not sure of what the date is for that, but this is actually the second chain that they're having that they have opened in Florida. So we kind of feel like we're part of that pioneer space for PJ's Coffee, but apparently they offer great coffees and pastries and things of that nature. So we are seeing those names added to quite a few more national brands and chains that people recognize. And it's really just feeding into a lot of the development and growth that we're seeing in Cape Coral. We've got a lot of exciting events that are happening. I didn't make a list of those, but I'll be sure to share that on our next call.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that information. And, you know, man, that Pine Island Road corridor is really exploding, isn't it? It's been amazing to watch that happen. And not that I'm surprised. I've been tooting that horn for a long time. Pamela Johnson will tell you, every time someone coming in and talking to me about a new hotel, I'm like, Pine Island Road, be looking
That's
in
right.
the Pine Island Road area. for 10 years, I've been kicking that one, trying to encourage
them. Please do. Keep sending them our way. There is quite a bit happening, so thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, Sharon, we appreciate your update. Does anyone have a question for Sharon or want to share something around Sharon's conversation? You'll have to use *2 to unmute yourself. All right. Well, Sharon, again, we appreciate you joining us. I will move on to a very brief VCB update. Let's start with the STAR report for the week of May 14th through 20th. Occupancy was 70.3%, ADR 143.51, and RevPAR 187. Share a little bit about what's going on with the sales team, some of their June activity. We've got quite a few things going on this month. We've got the Global Travel Marketplace in Hollywood, June 1st through 3rd. Discover America Finland workshop and event in Helsinki, June 8th. We've got the Lamont Exchange Summit happening in Tempe, Arizona, June 12th through 14th. We've got our Eurowings Discover Summer event happening in Germany, June 13th. Travel Marketplace in Toronto is June 22nd through 23rd. And then the Travel Advisors of the Mid-South will be meeting in Franklin, Tennessee, June 22nd through 24th. So lots of sales activity going on. Of course, my early return was from IPW, which concluded last night in San Antonio. And we had very good meetings and also had the opportunity to give a press conference. We felt it was really important to take advantage of that opportunity and gave an update on our community, making it very clear that we're open and ready for business and updating them on our recovery from Hurricane Ian. We had a bit of good news last week. Our team won the Florida Municipal Communications Award for our podcast. So congratulations to the communications team on winning that award. Super proud of that. And I want to remind everyone that on June 5th from 9 to 11 a.m., we will be having the VCB's Hurricane Workshop. I know none of us wants to talk about hurricane season starting, but it's time to be prepared in case there is a storm. And that workshop, again, is June 5th, 9 to 11 at the EOC offices. So you should have received an email about it, but just want to remind you, there will be an email blast going out this morning with a link to the registration. So that is my update. And now I just want to open the floor and let you ask any questions you might have of us. Star 2 to unmute yourself. Anything you want to share, star 2 to unmute yourself. All right. A friendly reminder, we surveyed you and you indicated you want to do these calls rather than every week. We're going to shift them to monthly. The next call will be June 22nd. We'll give you plenty of notice, and we're already lining up speakers for that June 22nd call. So we look forward to hearing from you. Are communicating with you again on June 22nd. So that'll be our next call. And of course, on June 8th, we'll have our TDC meeting also at 9 a.m. So we looked at, we're going to try to do these calls once a month on Thursdays, the fourth Thursday of the month. That way we have the TDC meeting on the second Thursday. We're communicating with you about every 2 weeks. So we will speak to you again on the call on June 22nd, and we hope you'll either join us or tune in to the TDC meeting on June 8th. Have a great week, everyone.